Thoughts on Haggai, Haggai chapter 2 and verses 4 and 5. Encouragement. Now do I hear you say, well, you spoke on encouragement before from Haggai. Yes, so I did. Because Haggai spoke on encouragement to Judah. And because God spoke to Haggai about encouragement. So that's why I'm speaking on encouragement. If God repeats it, if Haggai repeats it, so can I. Because we always need encouragement, brother and sister, don't we? Repeat it, because it's needed. That's why God knew that Haggai needed it. Haggai and God knew that Judah needed it. And I always need it. Yes. Because we are so weak. Because we're so poor. And that was the point in the previous discourse. Facing reality. Look at the temple now you're building. Isn't it weak? Well, look at the work I'm doing for Jesus. Look at the work you're doing for Jesus. What do you think of it? Well, it's a great and flowing work. I can't say that. How little it is, how feeble. But, says God, and this is the point, and that's in my text, verse 4. But now, be strong, O Zerubbabel. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak. Be strong, all you people, whether you're the people, the priest, or the politician. In Judah at this time, all of you, says God, all of you, says Malachi, be strong now at this time. Yes, the work is not as glorious as it was in Solomon's day. Yes, the exile has come. Yes, you're never going to get back. I know all that. But be strong, be strong, be strong. God says it three times here. All of them. Why? Why be strong? How can they be strong? Because you've got ability, my friend. No. Because you've got a wonderful scheme in your back pocket. No. Because you've got all that PowerPoint stuff. You've got it all sorted. No, 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 no. What is it? What was it for Judah? What was it for Haggai? What makes her strength? For I am with you. That's what it says in my Bible. That's what it says here in verse 4. For I am with you. For I am God, declares the Lord, and I am among my people. Do you know 1 Corinthians 1? God is among his people when the work is small and weak and feeble. God delights to show his glory through the feebleness of the means he uses. So we've got it upside down. We think big, swelling, flowing, that's the great power. No, no. My strength is made, God's strength is made perfect in my weakness. I will not share my glory with another, says God. Now, well, Joshua and the high priest and the politician and the people aren't allowed to sit back and Haggai. They're not allowed to say, well, God is with us, you know, and become a hyper now, and sit back and let God do the work. No, no. And work, for I am with you. I am with you, says the Lord. Be strong, all you people, and work. Now, I brought this up before, but I bring it up again because God brings it up again. We do believe in God's sovereignty. We preach God's sovereignty. I'm a Romans 9 man without any hesitation. I'm a Romans 8 man without any doubt whatsoever there. I preach it. I believe it. But I know also that God works by means. He has promised, verse 5, and his spirit is still among them and with them. My spirit is with you. This is what I covenanted with you, he says. When you left Egypt, oh, keep my word, have no doubt about it. My spirit remains among you. Do not be afraid. Get on with the job. Well, that was God's word through Haggai to Judah. Do you feel that God is speaking to us today? Are we depending on plans and schemes and men? Then let's look to the Lord. Our confidence must be in God. Our hope must be in God. Let's trust in the Lord and work for him. May God appear among his people, and may he come in power, with vigor and life, by the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And may we, in all our weakness, go on trusting and working in obedience to him. May we, in all our weakness, know the power, the glory, and the strength of God in his presence and power with us, even in our smallest ministries. For Christ's sake, amen.